Have you heard people say, God's sovereign? Now, I don't use that word for the simple reason that that word is not found anywhere in the book that I'm holding in my hand. From Genesis to Revelation, you will never find the word sovereign. Unless you're reading the NIV, you'll find it 100 times. In these false new Bible versions, I believe that's the NIV that has it over 100 times, but it's found in all the modern perversions, the ESV, the RSV, the HIV, the SUV, the ATV. Okay, they all contain this word over and over again, sovereign, sovereign. And you'll constantly hear people that are Calvinists harp on this, God sovereign, 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 sovereign. They just keep repeating it, and they repeat it so much you start to think it's a biblical truth. It's like, well, of course God's sovereign, right? Like whenever you start talking, that's like their starting point. Well, you agree that God's sovereign, right? And I always says, no. I don't even know what that means. Why? Because it's not a biblical word. And it's not that I'm ignorant. That's not why I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means because it means something different to everybody who's using it. Because people use it to mean different things. And since there's no biblical definition, there's no concrete definition. See, words that are used in the Bible have a concrete definition that's found in the Bible itself. We can use the Bible to pin these words down and have a concrete definition. But when we use words that are not used in the Bible, they mean whatever people think they mean. Isn't that the truth? And words change in meaning over time to mean things that are completely different. Sometimes a word starts meaning one thing, and hundreds of years later, it will mean the opposite. Literally. And if you study etymology of words, you'll find that to be true very often, that words change in meaning over time. But see, the words in the Bible are anchored in the Bible, and we can use the Bible to define them and to interpret them. Words like sovereign, they're just words that can easily be abused and twisted because they have no biblical meaning, because they're not in the Bible. Now, when people say he's sovereign, I mean, I'm assuming that they mean he's the king. Now, I do believe that God's the king. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I know, isn't there a coin that's called like a sovereign? Isn't that like a gold coin? Somebody help me out. Is it a British sovereign or a, I don't know, it's some kind of money. A five-year-old's raising their hand, but I don't know if I'm going to call them. But anyway, the sovereign is some kind of a coin, and it's got some king or queen on the front of the thing, right? So I believe God's the king, but when people say he's sovereign, here's what they mean. Oh, he's controlling everything. He's controlling everything. Everything is happening on this earth according to his will. And let me tell you something, that is a lie. If that's what you mean by sovereign, no. If you mean he's the king sitting on the throne and that he has all power, I believe he has all power. I believe he's omnipotent. But here's the thing. Let's go to the illustration of a king. God does compare himself to a king, and he actually is a literal king as well. But when the king sits on the throne, he has all power, perhaps. But wait a minute. Does that mean he's controlling everything that's happening in the kingdom? Does that mean no one can disobey him? No, here's what it means. No one can disobey him without consequences. But does that mean that no one can disobey? No, because nobody can make you do anything. I mean, you could spit in the king's face. Now, it's probably going to be off with his head if that happens, but you could still do it. He's not controlling everybody or everything. Okay, so that's a false doctrine. You know, if that's what you mean by sovereignty, that God's controlling the events on this earth, then that is a heresy and a false doctrine. And let me explain something to you about Calvinism. Calvinism, and I don't want to just paint with a really broad brush right now, because Calvinism, again, means different things to different people. Now, every definition of Calvinist I've ever been exposed to, I disagree with all of them. Amen. Whether it's the hyper, the hypo, the quasi, the pseudo, put whatever prefix in front of it you want. The 5-point, the 4-point, the 3-point, the line, the triangle, the square, the pentagon, whatever. Pentagram is more like Calvinism to me. You know, they should make their 5 points into an upside down star because it's a satanic doctrine. That's what the 5 points of Calvinism should be, an upside down star because it's of Satan. That's their real 5 points. But let me tell you this. A lot of Calvinists, when you talk to them, and I guess this would be more like the extreme Calvinists or the hyper-Calvinists, they believe that God is controlling the events that are taking place on this earth. That he basically controls the heart of every person, that everything that happens, everything is God's will, and that no one is exercising any free will because God is controlling events. Now, in order to believe this, you have to be a pervert. Okay? And let me explain to you why. Because of the fact that people make God in their own image many times when they make a false God. The God of the Bible is not controlling everything. God is not perverted. And these Calvinists who believe that God's controlling everything, they believe in a perverted God. Therefore, I believe it's because they are perverted in their heart. And here's what I mean by that. There are some very wicked, sick, perverted things that go on in this world, are there not? I mean, there's all kinds, and I don't want to go into it, but there are some really bad things. There's molestation going on, there's murder going on, there's rape going on, there's abortion going on. And here's the thing, if you're one of these Calvinists who believes that God's controlling everything, you're basically saying that God is the inventor or the author of sodomy, that God is the author of abortion, that God is controlling abortion doctors as they abort. God is controlling rapists and homos, and it's all according to his will. Look, if you believe that those kind of sick things are God's will, you're sick. And you have a sick God that you worship. You are worshiping a perverted, sick God, and that makes you sick and perverted because you're the one who dreamed him up. Because the God of the Bible is holy. And he has nothing to do with the filth and smut of this world. He has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with him. And look at the Bible. I'll prove it to you tonight. Look at Jeremiah 19, verse 5. It says, they have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire. Now, that's pretty bad, isn't it? Burning your son in the fire? For burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it. Listen to this. Neither came it into my mind. Oh, everything that happens, it's for God's glory and it's God's will. And God. No, God said, that never came into my mind. Go to Jeremiah 32, verse 35. He says the same thing. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. You say, wait a minute, where did all this stuff come from? Where did all this filth and sin and wickedness? I mean, if God, and they always use logic, not scripture, logic. Oh, well, if God created everything, then that means God is the author of all this perversion and filth and sin, and it's all for his glory one day to basically be like a puppet master up in heaven, make his puppets do all these sinful, perverted, sick things, and then punish them for it, and then that gives him glory. What? Kind of a weird God. Like he's just creating bad people, making them do sick, bad things, just see how weird they can get, see how perverted we can make them, and then damn them all to hell and everybody glorify me. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is holy and righteous, and he is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. Amen. And he did not dream up this stuff. You say, then who dreamed it up? Man. So, well, but God created man. Listen, fool. God created man and gave him free will. And let me prove it to you from the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Did you hear that? God made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Now, that word invention is a key word. Go to Romans 1. Inventions. You see, the sin and perversion and filth in this world did not come from God's imagination. It did not come from God's mind. It was invented by man. And it came from the imagination of man's heart. Calvinists, and I'm not saying that all Calvinists believe this, but most Calvinists that I've talked to that are serious about their Calvinism, they believe God's controlling everything, even the sick, perverted, weird things that are going on in this world. Now, let me prove it to you false. I've already showed you some scripture, but look at Romans 1. The Bible says in verse 24, and of course, this is talking about the downward spiral of people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ and reject God's word. It says in Romans 1, 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, watch this, through the lusts of their own hearts. So God is very careful to explain to us in Romans 1 that even though he's the one who gave them over to a reprobate mind and gave them over unto uncleanness, is he the one who dreamed up the uncleanness? Is he the one who invented it? Is he the author of it? Is he the source of it? Is he controlling it? No. He gave them over, he said in verse number 24, to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart. So where did the lust come from? Their own heart, not from him. He says, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now again, this is not God making them do vile things. Oh no, don't misunderstand the passage. This is not God controlling people. Well, now I'm going to make you do vile, sick things. No, it's God giving them over.